This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, having watched the news coverage of the Trump administration for the last year, nothing surprises me anymore about the way the media portrays not just this White House, but portrays everything else on the globe. I mean, they pretend that good is bad and bad is good, and most of the time they can't tell the difference. But most people in the world can, and nobody's fooled by the theatrics of North Korea and them pretending to be normal. They're anything but normal. They're still the Hermit Kingdom. They're still dangerous. They still pose a threat to the world, and they still have no business getting close to a nuclear weapon.
That was Governor Huckabee talking about the big brouhaha, the fawning that was done over Kim Jong-un's daughter by the left. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Jot that down. KJ Radio. KJ, Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. Go there. Tell people. Before I get into what we're going to talk about, let me give you guys some numbers. We have almost 600,000 people on Facebook. We have on the radio page 16,000 or so people. On Twitter, we have over 60,000 people. Extended reach, probably close to 2 million. Partner reach, an additional 2 million. I'm on, you know, TV, other radio programs, you name it. Do you know that we, on the radio page, and I don't know whether this is a Google issue, we get 1,000 people on that page a day. 1,000. Now, let me put it in perspective. Ben Shapiro, who's the darling of the left, of the right, the guy who's anti-Trump, who has probably, in my opinion, one of the worst radio voices, sharp kid, except for his dislike and disdain of Trump. But so the so-called right millennials are all a bunch of William F. Buckleyites, and they're very stodgy in how they approach things, and they want the president to have a certain demeanor. So Guy Benson, Ben Shapiro, and others can constantly berate the president, and you know, and that's the outcome. But anyway, he's got the number one radio show, and I don't know what the number is, but I know his website does 3 million hits a day. 3 million hits a day. And I've got, you know, my site isn't as big. We don't market the way he does. I'm not out there the way he is. And I could go on, and I don't, you know, I don't begrudge him that. He's better at that than we are. I wish I knew what he was doing, because, you know, I believe my message is as powerful. In some cases, I think it's more powerful. I think being delivered from a poor black kid who grew up in the hood, understanding things, but understanding the wealth that was available in the world, having grown up rich and poor, I understand it better than he does, and I understand the race relations infinitely better. But anyway, 1,000 hits a day. Now, I'm not mad at you guys for that. I'm just being honest with you. I could come on here and go, yeah, we really, you know, radio page doing great, KJ Radio, you know, boy, I tell you what, you know, we're growing like crazy, you know, I could lie to you and tell you we're growing, you know, three times faster than any other radio program, because we go from 1,000 to 3,000. And per capita, we would be, because I can guarantee you the Shapiro ain't going to triple, right? He's, unless he's got some ties into the rest of the world that I don't know about. So we could go that route, but I'm just giving you the truth. It's disappointing to me that we put on a show that I would compete, I would compare to anything out there. When I was asked of doing terrestrial radio, they said, Kevin, what do you want to do? I said, I want to go up against Limbaugh. That's crazy. It's insane. No, it isn't. It's not insane. I don't believe Limbaugh's for everybody. I believe there are a lot of people who want to listen to this program. So, long story short, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I've already, you know, I've warned enough guys downstream from me on my network shows, the networks. This is it. 2018 is it for me for radio. We either figure out the secret decoder ring and somebody gets it done and somebody joins the team and goes, Kevin, I got, just give me radio. I'm good. We'll get you going. Or I take my ball and go home. I got plenty of things to do that to spend 7 hours on than to get 1,000 visits to a website. and be wrapping money around my radio team every single month. Now, I take partial fault. I haven't looked for sponsors. I haven't cared. Because I honestly believed that people would hear the show and go, man, this guy, he's got to do, you know. And I'm not trying to make it sound like people have been throwing me lifelines and I've been ignoring them. And maybe they have, but I haven't seen them. I've talked to radio execs. Oh, Kevin, you know, this, that, and the other, so-and-so's, you know, just got booted out. I've talked to agents that say I've got five. For every one that wants me, Kevin, I've got five people that are out of work that I've had for 10 years and I can't abandon them. I agree. You know, I love that loyalty. So that's, you know, being blunt, that's where I'm at. And I'm telling you right now, we get it resolved or I go away. And it's just because I respect my own time. I'm going to continue to fight the good fight for you guys, whether it's through TV, whether it's just doing other people's radio shows at my leisure, whether it's speaking more often, writing more. But I don't have to do this. And I'm not saying it is a threat to you. I'm just telling you the honest to God truth. That's a lot of time and energy that goes into it. And we don't have the answer. We flatly don't. There's probably a social media guru or somebody out there that goes, oh, Kevin, holy cow, I know how to solve it. Then solve it. We are developing a product, and that's all we're going to do. We're going to develop a product. And if that product or through osmosis or organically can take off, great, because we don't have the time. I wish I could tell you I got the budget and I have the time. Somebody gave me $1 million, we'd get it figured out, and within 6 months, I'd probably, you know, because we'd have some breathing room. But nobody's signed up to do that. So, and I don't anticipate it unless you guys know somebody I don't know. You've been holding out. My producers do hold out. Because if there's a piece of pizza left, it is not left. It's gone. If you see it, if you see something, say something and go do something, because it will be done with it. Anyway, that was Huckabee talking about North Korea. And he's saying, you know, that it's not even shocking to him that the media would fawn all over a dictator's sister, pretending that that the things that go on in North Korea don't exist. We watched the guy get shot running from the North Koreans. We watched the guy during the State of the Union, where Donald Trump had this dude on. You know, we've been watching these people for a long time. We know what North Korea is about. And here's the media fawning all over them. Wilhelm Friedrich Schlegel said this. He says, when reason and unreason come into contact, an electrical shock occurs. It's called polemics. And that's what's happened here. These guys no longer know how to behave. The shock therapy doesn't get to them. They are immune to polemics. You aren't. You see the shock and you recognize what to do about it. Now you just got to make sure they see it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about shock, and I would call it shock and awe. A lot of shock going on right now. 2016, November 8th, going into 2017, and the year that was the best year in modern politics, the history of modern politics. Completely upended the devious plan of the scoundrel Democrats, because despite being obstructionist, Donald Trump had a stellar year. I can't even imagine what this guy would have accomplished had he not been fighting against the left. So we have that. We have the complete shock of the media, who cannot gain traction with anything they plan. Talking point after talking point. He's unhinged. He's crazy. Crazy. Unhinged. Donald Trump. Unhinged. Unhinged. He's crazy. He's crazy. Hey, we just had a booming, stock market. Hey, we just had a crazy unemployment numbers. Lowest ever. Lowest number for blacks. Lowest ever for Latinos. Best for women. Wages increasing. Jobs coming back. He's crazy. He's unhinged. Okay, that didn't work. He sleeps with the women of ill repute and whatever else. And then they go, oh, gee, the fake news story. Oh, he colluded with the Russians, you know. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And you know who it's all? It's backfiring against the left in every category. The Hollywood guys. De Niro coming out. He's now speaking on some, I don't even know what it is. It has not climate change. It actually has to do with, like, monetary policy or something. He's considered the expert over at some thing that he's doing. He's marginalized. Nobody gives a crap about him. How many of these leftists have made the change over? Have said, you know what? Jeez, I was wrong. I was completely wrong about Trump. They're now making the change over. Poll after poll showing the transition anti-Trump to pro-Trump. F.H. Bradley said this. There are persons who, when they cease to shock us, they cease to interest us. Think about that. You have Holly weirdos that have shocked us right there. You know, they always come out with something. They got to come out with, I want him dead. Look at what's her name did. Kathy Griffin cutting off Trump's head and Snoop Dogg putting a toe tag on him. And then in a video pretending to shoot the president and so on and so forth. And you know what? We're not even shocked by them anymore. And what that means, they no longer interest us. They come out, they make their statements, and you just go, whatever. Late night comedians used to thrive on us going over and paying attention and giving a crap. Trevor Noah couldn't scare up a conservative audience, no, under any circumstances. No way. We've got Jimmy Kimmel talking about how stupid we were. Yeah, we spent a little time on him. Did anybody move his needle for him? Did you go watch his show just to say, let's see how stupid you are? I didn't give 2 seconds of thought to that clown. He no longer interests me. The news, as I used to get it, no longer interests me. The craziness that comes out of the mouths of leftists no longer interests me. They cannot shock us anymore because we understand there is no limits to the depths of their depravity. These are the people that condone pedophilia. These are the people that condone rape culture. They don't care if people come over here to kill you and openly say it. These are the people who will mock you for having a sense of core beliefs, something that you care about. They want to shock you. Shock and awe. But you know who's getting shocked? They are. They're the ones getting shocked. You're voting with your dollars. You're voting with your time and attention. You no longer care. Football, good example. I was a big-time football watcher. I, you know, love watching these guys. I mean, every kid grows up wanting to be them. I'm fortunate enough to have had some level of success in sports. But the point is, whether it's you were a fighter or you're a basketball player, you're a hockey player, whatever, that's every kid's dream is to do. I didn't watch one down of football that did where I had a choice. If I was in, you know, the airport and they had it on, you know, I might look up occasionally, but I even then made announcements and proclamations. I can't stand these kneelers, etc. What's happened to them? Played a Super Bowl game that lost crazy numbers. Remember when Trump first got elected and they said, Macy's or somebody says, we're not going to carry his ties. And then Nordstrom's kicked out of Ivanka. And I don't know all the different things that happened, but, you know, they all were deciding they were going to go against the Trump brand. And then I learned of this story. You guys heard of this fashionable jihad. First time a U.S. major retailer launches a hijab-friendly collection, in collaboration with an Islamic fashion brand. Macy's. I think they're the ones that kicked out Trump, right? His ties. They partnered with Verona Collection, an Islamic boutique. They plan to exclusively carry at Verona for Muslim and non-Muslim women across the U.S. The modest fashion line, expected to launch on the Macy's website on February 15th, includes a variety of hijabs or headscarves, as well as modest tops, pants, dresses, and abayas, a loose garment worn by some Muslim women. Now, this is fashion forward. This is all the stuff. This is, yet again, the left trying to say to you, hey, this is okay. Check it out. We're going to lure you in, little girls. Ooh, check it out. They got the rod and reel. They're fishing out there looking for these little girls. Islam's okay. Check out our fashions. Well, hey, if Macy says it's okay to wear a hijab and I'm 13, why not? I'll check the culture out. then some little Muslim kid will see it and go, oh my gosh, you know, you look beautiful in our traditional garb. And next thing you know what, it's Aladdin. Mm-hmm. It's a fairy tale romance. Until, of course, she starts getting beaten and raped and then eventually discarded. Maybe she goes off and is given to ISIS as a slave. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you this. You might want to find just a regular old American boy, one of them Protestants, Catholics, even a Jewish kid, and just settle down. Macy's going to open this up. Vogel, a single mother converted to Islam in 2011, this report says, not long after, she had a stark realization. Modest and fashionable clothing was both hard to find and hard to afford. She also realized that women of all backgrounds, not just Muslim women, were looking for loose and conservative clothing that was still hip and stylish. Now, let me tell you this. If they said it was designed by a Christian woman, and that Christian woman was saying, you know what, many clothes reveal too much, and I wanted something that was modest and conservative, and, you know, but still hip and stylish. Do you think Macy's would carry it? Do you believe they would accept the Verona collection? Or do you think they would say, you know, there's those Christians trying to tell us what to wear, how to be. So they said Vogel's experience in fashion photography, her work has appeared in the Daily Beast, Marie Claire, and other publications, gave her the advantage she needed to launch the Verona collection in February of 2015. And let me tell you, leftists love people like her. They're going to make her a star. Because they want to propagate this idea around Islam, and she's it. I'll give them credit. When the leftists want to do something, they put their money where their mouths are. Conservatives don't. They would make her have to earn it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Chelsea Handler said it's her goal to voluntarily sleep with a Republican. So she has to, this guy tweeted, has she finally worked her way through the entire Democrat Party? And I just thought that was hysterical. Chelsea Handler, Hollywood, it's tough to use, to be ginger with, when you talk about Chelsea Handler, because it's tough to describe her. Let me put it this way. This is a nice way to put it. Highly promiscuous. Now, I don't care what women do with their bodies. I don't. I don't want conservative women having a hang up saying, oh, Kevin, who are you to tell me what I can do? I'm not. I'm just telling you, Chelsea Handler, look, conservative women, you're highly sexual beings. We all are. As human beings, most of us are anyway. You crave the attention, physical attention of your mate or mates sometimes. And so it's not. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what the way you were made. The response to have sex is meant to be overwhelming because that's what makes the population happen. With animals, they have a season for it. With humans, it's whatever makes you feel good. It could be, induced with a little bit of liquor, or it just might be animal attraction, or it could be you wear Axe cologne or something, if you believe the commercials. Who knows? But we have a choice over what we do. It isn't strictly, we're, oh my goodness, I think I smell that you're in heat. No, it's not like that. So you get to choose. Now, Chelsea Handler is very indiscriminate when it comes to leftist men. My understanding, and she's written a book about it. I didn't buy the book. I haven't read the book. But I've heard her discuss it, and I've heard others discuss it. And Chelsea Handler has been very indiscriminate in her choice of men. She's been, as we say in the country, rode hard and put up wet. So there you go. Now, again, there are conservative women who are very, that may be promiscuous. I'll be honest with you. They tend not to be as much, but again, I'm not making a moral judgment here. So I don't want people sending me notes, Kevin, I'm a woman and I can do what I want. You're exactly right. You can be any way you want, and there should be no judgment on that, even though there will be. Let's just be honest. There will be. And my judgment on Chelsea Handler is she's very easy. If you were dating Chelsea Handler and you were out in Hollywood, there would be nobody going, wow, there's Kevin with Chelsea. She's made a discerning, met a discerning man, blah, blah, blah. They would go, well, Kevin must be trying to get laid today. That's kind of what they'd be looking at. And I don't think that's a very good reputation for a man or a woman to have. Just being blunt, it's not a sexist comment. There are guys that, they go, oh, man, it's like we used to say Bill Clinton would, mess with a snake if you hold it still long enough for him. we used some more colorful language, but you get what I'm saying. That's not a good reputation for a guy either. But here's Chelsea Handler now saying it is her goal to voluntarily sleep with a Republican, as if she had to put voluntarily. What? We're a bunch of rapists? We're no Weinsteins over here waiting for her to get in the room with us so we can commandeer her. And then I love how she says it's her goal, because that implies it isn't just going to happen naturally. Whew, thank goodness. And when I saw this, I was like, you know what, Chelsea? Interesting goal. You know, and if you're a Republican and you say to yourself, well, I'll buy. Man, good luck. You know, I don't believe that a real Republican would take her up on that. Now, that's not to say Chelsea Handler's an ugly woman. She's, you know, again, I think she's probably, how old is Chelsea? Can you Google it maybe? I know she's over 40. And at some point in her life, I will tell you, she appears to be an attractive woman. And maybe she still is. I'm a bit jaundiced in how I view her, but maybe she still is. But I like that it's just a goal. But I will say to Republican guys, you could not be a real Republican and want to be with Chelsea Handler. No offense against her. I'm not trying to impugn her in any way. I'm just saying she's not Republican material. There you have it. What I really wanted to talk about, though, is another woman. She's supposedly a champion of the hashtag MeToo movement. And she's been accused of sexual assault. Sexual abuse, I guess, is what you should say. It is assault, what she did, technically. And I'm going to tell you something. You can expect to see more of these assault stories involving powerful women. Particularly when the LGBTQ movement finds out how much power and money can be gained simply from making allegations about sexual misconduct. Now, we've seen that over the past few months, dozens of guys have been caught in this trap of sexual abuse allegations. And some of these allegations go back decades. They have flimsy evidence at best, but it hasn't stopped the women's movement from getting its pound of flesh. But holy mother of Susan B. Anthony, now we get a leftist chick under fire. And Politico reported this story that California Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, whose high-profile advocacy of the Me Too movement earned her media notice nationally, she's now the subject of a state legislative investigation in the wake of a report that she sexually harassed and groped a former legislative staffer. Now, here's what's funny about this. I wouldn't have believed this. You know, there was a time in my life where if you said to me, a woman would go grope a guy, grab him by his crotch and go, yeah, man, I would have been like, dude, what planet are you from? And then I grew up. Mm-hmm. One of my buddies is a singer-songwriter. And we were having a discussion, and he said to me, I forget all the different details of it, but I do remember the story where he said he was doing a session with, I can't remember who the lady was, but she was a really power, you know, like a big singer. And I'm not, you know, I'm going to say Streisand, but it wasn't Streisand, and she wasn't as big as that, but she's a well-known singer. And he was doing a session. I don't know what he was playing, piano or guitar or something. He's a really good musician. And good-looking guy. And when they wrapped up, the lady sent the band. She was like, okay guys. Everybody's like, well, we're going to go grab something to eat. You coming? And you know, my buddy's like, yeah. And she goes, no, hey, I tell you what, you guys just go. And I'm not going to say his name, but she says, he's going to stay here with me. And he just kind of looked around like, what? And he said he stayed there. And the woman, the stuff he said to him, he goes, Kevin, I wouldn't have believed it. It would even have come out of her mouth. And he goes, I ended up going, hey, I gotta go. And I don't remember who it was, but and my buddy, you know, he had scruples. He's like, no, I'm not a piece of meat for you to tell the band go. You know, and the thing about it is, the band kind of went like, okay, we know what's about to happen now. And he's like, I'm not going to be that dude. So good for him. Anyway, back to this assemblywoman. In December, when Time magazine announced the silence breakers who spoke out against sexual harassment were its person of the year, her face was prominently included in the art accompanying the cover story. But Daniel Fierro of Cerritos told Politico that in 2014, as a 25-year-old staffer to the assemblyman by the name of Ian Calderon, he got groped by Garcia. He said she was a powerful Democratic lawmaker who chaired the Legislative Woman's Caucus and the Natural Resources Committee. He said she cornered him alone after the annual assembly softball game in Sacramento as he attempted to clean up the dugout. Fierro said Garcia appeared inebriated, said she began stroking his back, then squeezing his buttocks, and attempted to touch his crotch before he quickly escaped and left. And here's what I can tell you that happened. I know it happened because the women's movement leaders say that we must believe the victims. You don't turn a blind eye to the victims of sexual assault unless their husbands do it, like Hillary Clinton. But here's Hillary talking about it.
I want to send a message to every survivor of sexual assault. Don't let anyone silence your voice. You have a right to be heard, and you have a right to be believed. We're with you.
I'm with her because she is so believable. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Yeah, Fierro says he never reported the incident, which occurred years before the current Me Too movement and new whistleblower legislation to protect legislative staffers. But after he mentioned the issue last January to Calderon, his former boss, the matter was then referred to the Assembly Rules Committee that launched an investigation. And guess what? They found out he wasn't the only guy. Now, here's what I'll tell you. Men are humans, too. They feel identically the same when they get sexually abused by women. Let's see how feminists handle this new revelation in the fact that Christina Garcia is a sexual predator, just like Harvey Weinstein.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I always tell you guys the most difficult thing that we do is trying to figure out what to talk about, when, the timing of it all, and we get it wrong most of the time. It's okay. The only thing we can do to make up for it is to try to make it interesting. So I'll tell you this. I wanted to talk about DACA today because it was a great interview with a kid on Fox a couple days ago that I love this kid. And I want to definitely give you my take on what he said, because what he said, it isn't what you heard, and, you know, most people didn't hear what he really said. This kid told you that the Democrats are done. And so I'm going to save that for tomorrow. But so what I want to talk about now is a couple things. One, the guy sent me a thing and he said it was titled Goodbye England. And I thought, well, what's this about? You know, I mean, I was in London not too long ago, and I thought the same thing. And I told you guys about one of my friends who was in Paris and London. And he says, man, these countries are gone. But here's what the guy writes. He says this. I thought this might give you a better understanding of the insidiousness of Hijra. That's the takeover of a nation without going to war. Don't think for a moment that America is not a target, or that there are no American cities where Islamic and Sharia victories and takeovers have already occurred. It's time for border control, or start planning for a very goodbye to the American way of life. Here's what's already happened to England within a few years of opening borders without any entry control. 1. Mayor of London, Muslim. Mayor of Birmingham, Muslim. Mayor of Leeds, Muslim. Mayor of Blackburn, Muslim. Mayor of Sheffield, Muslim. Mayor of Oxford, Muslim. 6 large cities in England, London, Birmingham, Leeds, Blackburn, Sheffield, and Oxford, all have Muslim mayors. The crown jewel of the UK, London, England, has a Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan. And he is indeed a con. He's a con man. This is the guy that said he did not want Donald Trump to come to London to do a ribbon cutting because, you know, Trump didn't represent, you know, blah, 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 whatever. It was nonsense. This is what's happening, folks. All over the world. This is why you've got no-go zones. You've got people, and we talked about it just a minute ago. Macy's, fashionable jihad. It's all a ploy. And God bless them. They're not having to kill us, but wait until they take control. I watched a video the other day of people were sitting in a subway, it looked like, and it was dozens of Arab guys walking through with their flag, and it was not the flag of London or Britain. They were walking through with their flag and just, I mean, practically daring people to say anything. It was a Muslim male mob is what it was. Now, I want you to just think, if you were just an ordinary white woman there by yourself, what potentially could have happened? There were people sitting on benches kind of coiled up, looking away like, what in the world? That's what's happening around the country. We showed a video of a cop car, French cop car, literally getting chased out of a no-go zone, backing up as fast as that car would go. And French cars are so little and they got squirrel cage motors. Just backing up. And Muslim men chasing them down. Get out of here. We've shown videos of them going in to take care of a disturbance. And they beat the car so bad, it's all the French cops can do is to get away. I mean, surrounded by dozens of Muslim men. And I'm just telling you, we are headed for a disaster until the political correct nature of things changes. It really is that bad. Oh, wow, there was a couple others I missed. Ooh, here's some more. Mayor of Luton, Muslim. Mayor of Oldham, Muslim. Mayor of Rochdale, Muslim. That's a total of 9. All of this achieved by just 4 million Muslims in a population of 66 million people. Over 3,000 Muslim mosques, over 130 Muslim Sharia courts, over 50 Muslim Sharia councils, Muslims only no-go areas across the UK. Here's this. Muslim women, 78% don't work and are on free benefits and housing. Muslim families, 6 to 8 children planning to go on free benefits and housing, and now all UK schools serve only halal meat. Wow. Hadn't scrolled far enough down. Well, you knew, right? Okay, well, thank you for trying to embarrass me on national radio. That's okay. Job security, right? Not. That's unbelievable. So here's what's going on also, and this is a story I wanted to put together with this, with the British story, but ISIS executioners were caught. The mother of the slain hostage, James Foley, said that she wants the 2 British men who were part of the ISIS cell that killed her son to be tried and imprisoned for the rest of their lives. Her name is Diane Foley, and she welcomed the capture of the men who were part of a group all of whom lived in London, known as the Beatles because of their British accent. Now, this ties directly in line with what I was telling you about what's going on in Britain. You've got British-born Muslims who are committing jihad, and in this case, killed James Foley. Bolia, the mother, told BBC that the arrest announced on Thursday won't bring her son back, she said, but hopefully it protects others from this kind of crime, and it won't. Britain's too far gone. 9 locations with Muslim mayors, and they barely started open borders. This is so ridiculous, I don't even understand it. And now, anyway, they caught these guys. She said, their crimes are beyond imagination. They really have not done anything good. And she says, I think they need to spend some of the rest of their lives being held. Good for her. I think they need to spend the rest of their lives being killed. I mean, that's just me. Kill one of my kids. I'm telling you, I would be like, you're toast. Killed on August 19, 2014. He was held hostage for months. And they finally beheaded him. You guys remember that story? Man, where do you go? How do you deal with this? From my perspective, this is easy. This is easy. If you're a radical Muslim, you're gone. Limit the number of mosques. Limit it. You can only have this many mosques. That's it. I'm not going to tell you your religion can't be here, but I don't even think it's a religion, to be honest with you. But I'm not going to stop you, just like I wouldn't stop Wiccans or anybody else. But you're going to live like the Amish. You're going to be good quality people, and I'm limiting the number of people that are going to go to your mosque. Man, we are building mosques at an alarming rate. And what's interesting to me is there's never an outcry. Not that we would want to, but there's never an outcry to build churches in these Muslim areas. And maybe we should. Maybe that should be our thing. Maybe we should be fearless in that. Almost like the Crusades, where we go through and say, because that's what's going on, by the way, in Egypt. In Egypt, boy, the Muslim Brotherhood, anything Muslim, that's towards Islam, they are so done with the theocracy there, it's ridiculous. They are sick of them. So maybe we do need to challenge. I look at it and say, I wouldn't want to. I mean, what pastor do you think, even black pastors, do you think a black pastor would take, I'm going to take my congregation over to the Middle East? It wouldn't happen. They wouldn't care if they're black. They're Christians. They're going to try to kill them. Man, I'm looking at this situation with London. I mean, 9 places, the crown jewel, not London, England, UK, 9 places. I'm going to repeat this. London, Birmingham, Leeds, Blackburn, Sheffield, Oxford, Luton, Oldham, and Rochdale. 3,000 mosques in London. 4 million Muslims of a population of 66 million. 9 major cities with Muslim leaders. Muslim mayors. 130 Sharia courts. How you can allow Sharia court in the UK is beyond me. 50 Muslim Sharia councils. And then freeloaders, left and right, pumping out kids at a ratio that should scare every Brit and every German and every French. You name it. This is crazy, folks. How this is being overlooked is beyond me. And you wonder why the British said to heck with this.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.